This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 81.
В эфире 81 урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь описывать обычные действия, связанные с рубкой леса. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Branch.
Ветка.
Buyer.
Покупатель.
Chainsaw.
Бензопила.
Floor.
Пол.
Furniture.
Мебель.
Log.
Бревно, колода.
Log cutter.
Лесоруб.
To measure.
Измерять.
Measurement.
Измерение, замер.
Oak.
Дуб.
Sawmill.
Лесопильный завод.
Timber.
Лесоматериал, строевой лес.
Tractor.
Трактор.
Tree.
Дерево.
World.
Мир.
All over the world.
Во всем мире, по всему миру.
To mark.
Отмечать.
To pay.
Платить.
To trim.
Подрезать.
To trim the tree.
Подрезать ветки дерева.
To argue.
Спорить.
Several.
Несколько.
Power.
Механический, автоматический.
Power saw.
Механическая пила.
Noisy, noisier.
Шумный, более шумный.
Quiet. Quieter.
Спокойный, более спокойный.
Always.
Всегда.
Never.
Никогда.
Often.
Часто.
Sometimes.
Иногда.
Usually.
Обычно.
That depends.
Смотря как. Или как сказать. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер находится в лесу и беседует с лесорубами.
Gordon, may I record our conversation?
I don't mind. What do you call your work? What do you do?
I'm a log cutter. What does that mean exactly? This is a tree, not a log.
It will be logs when I finish. First, I cut the tree down, and I cut it into several logs.
How many logs?
This tree will make 3 logs.
Then what happens?
I go to the next tree.
What happens to the logs?
Someone comes with a tractor and pulls them to another place. They're measured.
Why are they measured?
Everyone is paid according to the measurement of the logs. The measurements are recorded in a book by someone. Do you see that man over there? That's what he's doing. He's measuring the logs. Then he marks the logs.
What happens to the logs next?
They're put on trucks. Then they go to the sawmill.
Okay. You go to the next tree. Then what?
I cut that tree. It falls down.
How do you know where it's going to fall?
Usually it goes where I want it to go.
How do you make it go there?
Look. First I cut here just a little. Then I cut here. I take that piece out of the tree. And then I cut all the way through the tree. And it usually falls that way.
I see. You want it to fall that way because it won't hurt the other trees.
That's right. There is an open place there. Also, the tractor can come in here.
How many trees can you cut in one day?
That depends. Some trees are easier, and some places are easier.
Explain that.
The trees in this woods are tall and straight. The branches are mostly near the top of the tree. That makes it easy. It's easier to trim the branches and cut the tree into logs.
How do you trim the branches?
With my power saw. I do everything with the saw. I cut the tree down. I trim it, I cut it into logs.
What happens to the branches that you trim?
Nothing. They stay here.
Will you cut all the trees in this woods?
No, no. We don't cut timber that way. We just cut the big trees. The old trees were cut in this woods about 50 years ago. Now it has some large trees again. We leave the small trees to grow. Often they're cut in another 20 or 30 or 40 years.
What kind of trees are you cutting?
These trees are mostly oak.
What happens to the wood from these trees?
Sometimes the wood is used locally. Often it goes all over the world. Oak is usually used for furniture and for floors.
May I watch you cut down this tree?
Sure. Stand behind me. I'll tell you when to move.
Когда мы описываем обычные, регулярно повторяющиеся действия, мы употребляем present indefinite tense – настоящее время. Послушайте несколько примеров из нашего урока.
First, I cut here just a little. Then I cut here. I take that piece out of the tree. Then I cut all the way through the tree, and it usually falls that way.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I walk every morning. I walk every morning.
I go camping in the summer. I go camping in the summer.
I have breakfast at 8 o'clock. I have breakfast at 8 o'clock.
I work Monday through Friday. I work Monday through Friday.
He goes to school every evening. He goes to school every evening.
I go to bed at 11 o'clock at night. I go to bed at 11 o'clock at night.
He watches TV every morning. He watches TV every morning.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина и расскажите, что вы обычно делаете. В своих ответах употребляйте настоящее время.
When do you get up in the morning?
Отвечайте побыстрее. I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
When do you eat breakfast?
Живее. I have breakfast at 8 in the morning.
When do you go to bed at night?
I go to bed at 11 o'clock at night.
That was perfect. It fell exactly where you wanted it. It often does. It's not difficult. Do you want to try it? May I watch some more first?
Мартин продолжает беседу с лесорубом.
Gordon, what did you do before you had power saws? Before chainsaws, we had hand saws. They were for two men. They did the trimming by hand, too. This is faster and noisier. These chainsaws are very noisy. Yes, it was much quieter in those days. I've always used a chainsaw. How do you know which trees to cut, Gordon? They're marked. The buyer goes through the woods and marks those trees he had bought. Then we go through and cut them. How many log cutters are there in this woods? There are three of us. Do you sometimes work together? I mean, do you sometimes work side by side? Sometimes. One of us will cut the tree down and then we trim the tree together. I usually like to work alone. Why? Well, the other log cutters are my brother. Sometimes we argue. What do you argue about? Which way to make the tree fall? They usually work very fast. I like to study the trees. I like to plan.
So you all work alone?
They work together. I work alone.
Who drives the tractor?
That's my nephew. Sometimes my son helps him. It's a family business.
Do you own the sawmill?
No. The sawmill is owned by a big company in California, I think. But we own the truck. The truck driver is my father.
Do you only work for this sawmill?
No. Sometimes we work for this sawmill, sometimes we work for another.
Is there enough work for you in this area?
We work in five different states. Usually we work in Kentucky, but not always. We like to work in Kentucky because it's close to our home.
Do you like your work?
I love it, usually. I like to be outdoors. Too many people work indoors. It's not good for them. I like to work with my family.
Even when you argue?
Martin, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Do you ever argue?
Sometimes. I know what you mean.
I enjoy being in the woods. I love trees.
Even if you're killing them?
I like living trees. I like to see a beautiful piece of furniture, too.
Are we cutting too many of our trees?
I think so. We used to cut much larger trees. Now we cut quite small ones.
Do some companies plant new trees?
Yes, but it takes many, many years for a tree to grow. Would you like to trim this tree now?
I'll try.
Then you can cut down the next one.
Для определения частотности совершения действий мы употребляем такие слова, как always, usually, often, sometimes. Всегда, обычно, часто, иногда. И другие. Послушайте несколько примеров.
I've always used a chainsaw.
Do you sometimes work together?
I usually like to work alone. Sometimes we argue.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Ником и Барбарой во время пауз.
I usually go camping in the summer. I usually go camping in the summer.
He often goes to classical music concerts. He often goes to classical music concerts.
Nick sometimes works on Sundays. Nick sometimes works on Sundays.
We usually get up later on Sundays. We usually get up later on Sundays.
My friend often visits me on weekends. My friend often visits me on weekends.
We always watch TV in the evening. We always watch TV in the evening.
А сейчас ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина, употребляя настоящее время. В своих ответах в начале предложения употребите слова, обозначающие частотность совершения действия.
Do you sometimes argue with your friends?
Говорите. Yes, I sometimes argue with my friends.
Do you usually like to work alone?
Отвечайте. Yes, I usually like to work alone.
Do you often listen to music?
Yes, I often listen to music.
Do you always work during the day?
Yes, I always work during the day.
Does a friend usually visit you on the weekend?
Yes, my friend usually visits me on the weekend.
That was well done. Do you want a job?
I don't think so. That's very hard work.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Ником. Существительные. Ветка.
Branch. Branch.
Покупатель.
Buyer. Buyer.
Бензопила.
Chainsaw. Chainsaw.
Лесопильный завод, лесопильная рама.
Sawmill. Sawmill.
Лесоматериал, строевой лес.
Timber. Timber.
Пол.
Floor. Floor.
Мебель.
Furniture. Furniture.
Бревно, колода.
Log. Log.
Лесоруб.
Log cutter. Log cutter.
Замер, измерение.
Measurement. Measurement.
Глаголы отмечать.
To mark. To mark.
Измерять.
To measure. To measure.
Платить.
To pay. Paid. To pay. Paid.
Тянуть, тащить.
To pull. To pull.
Подрезать.
To trim. To trim.
Прилагательные. Некоторые, несколько.
Several. Several.
Механический, автоматический.
Power. Power.
Например, механическая пила.
Power saw. Power saw.
Единоречие. Всегда.
Always. Always.
Никогда.
Never. Never.
Часто.
Often. Often.
Иногда.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Обычно.
Usually. Usually.
Выражение «смотря как» или «как сказать».
That depends. That depends.
Во всем мире.
All over the world. All over the world.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 81-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы научимся описывать длительные действия, которые происходят в момент разговора. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Зубной врач, дентист.
Dentist.
Удача, везение.
Luck.
Неудача.
Bad luck.
Зеркало.
Mirror.
Рот.
Mouth.
Игла.
Needle.
Боль.
Pain.
Зуб.
Tooth.
Пломба.
Filling.
Чистить щеткой.
To brush.
Проверять, осматривать.
To check.
Сверлить.
To drill.
Уронить.
To drop.
Заполнять, пломбировать.
To fill.
Присоединяться.
To join.
Расслабляться, делать передышку, отдыхать.
To relax.
Уйти на пенсию.
To retire.
Следить, заботиться.
To take care.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.